Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where we always deliver the biggest and the best in sports. Tonight, you're in for a real treat as we have a very special guest on our show, Super Bowl champion coach Tony Dungy, who led the Colts in 2007 to a Super Bowl over the Bears. And we have invited him on tonight to highlight and get his perspective on a new movie that is out this weekend. It is called Woodlawn. And for all of our faithful followers and listeners out there that listen to the show, you know in the month of September, we had NFL great Tony Nathan on our program. He shared his story of inspiration and the movie Woodlawn. It is based on his story, and there is so much that we can learn from Tony Nathan, who attended Woodlawn High School after the government mandated desegregation in 1973. Tony went on to have a terrific NFL career, played for the Miami Dolphins, and Tony Dungy, our guest, and Tony Nathan have known each other for a long time. They have a wonderful friendship, and it's such an honor to have Tony Dungy with us tonight to talk about the movie. Good evening.
Well, thank you, Elissa, and thanks for having me on. You are absolutely correct. Tony Nathan and I were contemporaries playing, and then I coached against him for a number of years, and when I had a chance in 1996, when I got the head coaching job with the Buccaneers, I hired him as my running backs coach. So I got to spend six great years with him, and he made an impact not only on our team but on the Tampa community.
Well, I know that there is a tremendous anticipation with this new movie that is out, Woodlawn. I know that for the Campbell family, we definitely can't wait to go out and watch it this weekend. Would you just mind providing and setting the stage on Tony Nathan's journey and some of the takeaways? What can we learn from that?
Yeah, early 1970s, and as you said, now desegregation is mandated, so this tremendous athlete, football player, has to now go, African-American player, goes to an all-white school, and what happens? Who becomes a star? How do the kids see it when the parents and everybody else is saying, this shouldn't work, it's not going to work? And you got a group of young people who come together basically because they're drawn together by a Christian belief that we're going to make this work. And so instead of being bitter and fighting it, they just say, you know what? We're going to make something happen. We're going to make people notice the way we do things. And it's sensational. And for me, being 60 years old and growing up right in the middle of that, it's just all the more special because I know firsthand what the tenor of the day was like and how difficult that is to stand against popular opinion and to say, we don't care what the rest of the world is doing. We're going to do it the Lord's way, and I think that's the message of the movie.
We are highlighting the new movie, Woodlawn, and visiting, going on one-on-one with Super Bowl champion head coach Tony Dungy, who's joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, sharing also his personal relationship with Tony Nathan, the story, the movie. It is about him. He obviously is a special man, and this movie, it shares about faith, about persevering. It's more than winning games and scoring touchdowns. What does Tony Nathan mean to you personally?
Well, Tony was a guy who never pointed any attention to himself. He was a great player at University of Alabama, a great player for the Miami Dolphins, but he was one of those guys you would call the unsung hero. Very talented, but not flashy, and not even the person you would look to and say, gosh, here's the star. But he had an ability to bring everybody together, to make everybody else better. When he worked for me, he was a tremendous teacher. Warwick Dunn was his first, really the first running back that he coached here. Mike Alstott and Warwick Dunn, they were both rookies of the year. They both went on to tremendous careers. And that's kind of the Tony Nathan story. Hey, here's my two proteges. You know all about them, but you may not know who's behind them. And to me, that kind of says everything about Tony Nathan in a nutshell. He makes everybody around him better.
You know, the movie Woodlawn, you really have to tip your hat to the creators, the producers, because obviously the goal was to impact our culture. I mean, this film can influence, it can change hearts. And I think, Tony, this is it's such an important film, especially at this time in our country. There's so much that we can learn from it.
No, you're right. And it shows how you have to tackle some of these problems and issues that we have. And it comes from inside of people and people wanting to make a difference. And people not content to just say, this is the way it is, this is what everybody else is doing, so I'll accept that and just ride with the flow, having the inner strength to go against public opinion and say, this is the right thing to do, this is the godly thing to do, and I don't care what everybody else is doing. So that, to me, is the message, and then it shows what a difference that can have, what an impact it can have, not just on a football team or winning or losing or winning a championship, but changing a school, changing a community, changing a state.
We can start early at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, going one-on-one with Tony Dungy. He is here to talk about the new movie that is out this weekend. We want to encourage you to go out and watch it. It is titled Woodlawn, the true story of the star running back, Tony Nathan. And as we were talking about, it's such an important film. But how would you describe Tony Nathan and just how he continues to give of himself? Because isn't that's what life's about, is to utilize those gifts, those talents we have, and to make others around us better. I mean, some of my greatest influences in my life has been teachers, and it has been coaches.
Yeah, no, I promise you that's what you could describe Tony Nathan in one word: humility. And he learned that from his dad. I never met his dad, but I know a lot of people in Birmingham that told me stories about his dad, who he was just special in his life. And he transferred some of those things to Tony. And then Tony's idea was, how can I transfer what I learned to other people? And he was a great instructor for us. He was a great coach in the NFL for a number of years. And he was such a good person that way that you almost forget what a great player he was. And to me, that's the other thing about this movie. It kind of highlights that this wasn't just one of those kind of guys who didn't have a lot of talent. He was kind of an also-ran who had a great character. This was a star who said, despite that ability, I'm going to look at things differently. I'm going to maximize what I can do to help my team and my community more so than putting all the emphasis on me.
It is a dynamic new movie out this weekend and released nationwide. Of course, it is titled Woodlawn. It has been such an honor to have with us tonight Tony Dungy, first time on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
That, of course, was Tony Dungy joining us tonight right here at YSR. It is time to pause and thank all of our amazing guests in our lineup. Dick Vermeil, Super Bowl winning coach. Mark Spears of Yahoo Sports, our NBA writer. Neil Hayes, the new book that is out, The Principles Behind Winning Football. Harvey Fromer. And, of course, Duke Piper and Jim Bruton. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.